I want to look this morning at the first reading from Jeremiah. And just hold on to that a second, because we'll take a look at that in a couple of places. One of the things it reminded me of is this. A part of the history of this immediate section of Goochland County, Manikin Sabbat, which, as you probably know, has not always been called Manikin Sabbat right here. It's fairly recent. I mean, was it the 1950s or something? It was given that name. But the name goes back to a very important historical dynamic that took place in this immediate area. And it was the Manikin Indian tribe and the French Huguenots in the 1600s, maybe early 1700s, had really formed a very strong alliance with each other. And part of that alliance was so that they could encourage each other and preserve their own culture and who they were, their own identity. For some years, Powhatan, the chief Powhatan, who had the large Indian Confederacy around Virginia and elsewhere, really wanted to see the Manikins and everybody else come into that Confederacy, but they did not. The Manikins did not do that. And the Huguenots, as you know, came into the Virginia area and into Richmond, and they were well accepted on many levels, but did not want to give up their own culture and their own identity. One of the things that really opened the door, I think, for this alliance that they had was the Huguenots were actually given a town that's now in Powhatan County, which is now called Manikin. And that was an old Manikin village that the Indian tribe had abandoned. And so here's these Huguenots, and they need a place, so here you are. And so right away, before they even thought of it, there was an alliance that was going on. And they formed this alliance and were able to maintain their own identity, not really get taken up into other things or other groups or things like that. There was a strong Iroquois presence to the north of here that the Manikins were also, not, they didn't want to be Iroquois either. They wanted to be themselves. And I can identify with that, can't you? I mean, you don't want to be somebody else. You want to be you. And they really wanted to hold on to that, as did the Huguenots. So they made that alliance, and it worked well for some time. And the Huguenots had some interest here for trade. As you know, Sabbat Island was a Huguenot place over in the James River right down here. And that's where part of this immediate area gets its name, Sabbat, the Manikin Sabbat, the Manikins and the Huguenots. And they succeeded at encouraging one another and building one another up and keeping that alliance strong by keeping each other strong. Now, you're probably thinking, well, that's very interesting. Did we come for some kind of pre-revolutionary history lesson? Well, no. I have a few things to point out about this, which are very important to what God is doing here and in our lives individually. See, one of the things that's very important in any relationship is that all the parties of the relationship, for it to be healthy, need to be strong. Strong in something about themselves. And when it's two people and they're both strong, that is a strong relationship. That's a healthy relationship. Doesn't mean they don't butt heads or anything like that, as you've probably experienced yourself, but it's still a healthy relationship. And that's what the Manikins and the Huguenots demonstrated. Now, I think that is one of the lasting characteristics and dynamics of this immediate area. The desire and the ability to make strong alliances, to build strong relationships. I mean, even just have the name, Manikin Sabbat, two coming together, shows that. I think that one of the things that happens with us, and I think in our own lives, is that we are drawn to making strong alliances, making strong friendships, having strong fellowship, coming together and welcoming each other, building one another up, doing things so that each other is able to move forward in what God has called them to do. That's one of the things that we're drawn to in this area. And it may be that God has put you in this area so that that will increase in your life. It'll be brought out more and more and more. And what I want to do today is look at that, how that works in this geographical area. And then I'm going to look at next week how that works in this church. And then the week after that, I'm going to look at how that works in your life. See, in each place, there's the community, the church, and us individually. There's a voice that God has given us, that God has created us to have. And then when that voice comes forward, then God's kingdom is extended. The mercy and love that God desires for everyone to be experiencing and be drawn into becomes clearer and more easily shared. And you know, we have a voice as St. Francis and each of us individually. And that voice can be further magnified when we begin seeing what the voice is of this entire community, this Manikin Sabbat community where we are. And I think you're going to see some things today you may have never seen before. In fact, some of you might be thinking, you know, there's another thing he's telling us I've never heard before. I've told you a few things you've never heard before, haven't I? This is going to be one of them. And it may be something that you don't know what to do with it. You don't know how it fits. You don't know how that goes along in your life. But God is doing something. And when God is doing something, he's always doing something that's bigger than what we are able to describe, define, put in our files, boxes, or whatever it is. It'll always go beyond that. And sometimes it'll even take you into a place that feels like it's in a valley. And the purpose of every valley and every wilderness is to expand your soul for what God is doing and the promises that he's given you that have yet to be realized. And you may find that that's the case here as you think about this area, as you think about Manikin Sabbat and where you live and your relationship to it or how it's affected you. You may have some kind of love-hate relationship with Manikin Sabbat or Goochland County or whatever it may be for you. That would be normal. That would be absolutely normal. And God is bringing you into that to draw something out from you that he's desired and that he's chosen. So let's take a look at this. You'll notice in the first paragraph of the first reading here, the second sentence says this. Oh, no, it's the third sentence. The vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel as seemed good to him. Now, maybe you think that's happened to your life from time to time, and we're going to get to that in a couple of weeks. But I want you to notice something else about this particular portion of scripture. Because it's very easy to read that and think, yep, that's me. But you'll notice it's not about individuals. In the next paragraph it says, can I not do with you, O house of Israel? And so forth, and so forth. Just like the clay in the potter's hand, so you're in my hand. O house of Israel. At one moment, I may declare concerning a nation or a kingdom. This section is largely about nations, kingdoms, communities, geographical areas. And what I want to point out to you this morning is that God has done something and will be doing something and is doing something with this community, with Manikin Sabbat. And it is something that he has designed and desired probably from before time, that one of the dynamics and aspects of this community is how much he desires that people come together, live together, form alliances, form relationships that build each other up. That's just one of the ongoing dynamics that is always present in this community. And if we were to take the time and do an historical survey of this immediate community here, we would see that that happens. And we would see that one of the things that happens is that God disrupts that as he goes along. There are times he just he's making the vessel, you know, on the potter's wheel, and then starts it over. What those are in history, those are the historical earthquakes that happen that change things that go on in the community. And for example, since the time of the Monacans and the Huguenots making their alliance, one of the historical earthquakes was the American Revolution, as you could well imagine. And that changed things. But what kept going was the purpose of God for this media community, for alliances to be strong, for unity to come forward. And then, you know, there were other things, of course, the railroad coming in and then the railroad stopping. Both of those were historical earthquakes. The big one, the war between the states, or the Civil War, whichever you like to call it, huge earthquake in this area, as you know. Change things. Change the vessel, but not the purpose. And the purpose was always to keep coming together so that each party, each one, could be the strong voice and individual that they were meant to be. Now, some of you have really taken that a long way. In fact, I can't think of anyone who has not just gone a long way in that, in building fellowship, in building relationships, in coming together. In fact, it's one of the great things about you and people who live here that they love to come together. That's something from God. In fact, I think that you will find that the arc of your life will have instances in it which parallel the times in this area that alliances were made. And even if you don't know those specific times when that was happening, you will find that your desire to make alliances, to keep relationships strong and healthy, is something that is very, very important to you. And that's probably why God brought you here. And it is probably the thing that He is building up within you as you continue to live here. It's one of the great things about this area. And we'll see next week how it's a great thing in this fellowship, the welcoming, including kind of way that we are. That's from God. That's the purpose of God. And there are things that we want to do to keep encouraging that in our relationship with the community. For example, one of the things that your vestry committee has done at its last meeting is we made this policy. We came up with this policy where if you are a part of a group in this community, you know, whatever it is, and there's many groups represented here, the Rotary, the American Legion, Master Gardeners, other informal groups of various kinds that you are in, all those things. We just think that kind of stuff is wonderful. And what we want to do, you know, what the leaders want to do, the vestry committee wants to do, is to equip you to be the strongest, most positive, most encouraging disciple of Jesus in those groups as you can possibly be. And we want to find the overlap with those groups in the community so that we can walk together in what God desires for this community to become all the time. You know, so if you're in one of these groups and there's an event or a fundraiser or something like that, and you think we can be supportive of that, well, we want to know. We just want to know. We want to do that. We want to help. We want to join arms. We want to see you equipped as fully as possible in the alliances God has put you into, because that's one of the purposes of this community. That's one of the things that God has had in mind for Mannequin Sabbath. We want to see things move ahead in that way. And we've already been doing that quite a bit. We do it here whenever the Aspire Dance Academy comes and does one of the dances that they do. We send them a song, they choreograph it, and they come, and we share that. We share that. That's an alliance we have in the community that raises up our worship and raises up what God is doing in the community. Another example of that is in our various missional communities. For example, the park missional community, when it meets for its monthly dinner, which is the everyone who's involved in that group is invited to come. People who come, many of them are members of other churches, but they all live in the park. So the alliance is to serve the entire park community, to run after that mission together. That, you know, that's going on. They've served a number of people in that community who've lost loved ones or been in some kind of trouble or sick or whatever it may be. Another one is Symphony. You know, we're not the only ones who minister at Symphony. When Peter Bobby or the Broussards go and they take a team there on Sunday morning and bring communion and worship and visit around with people, there's another team that comes from Christ Church on another Sunday of the month. And you know, it's not competitive. We don't send our teams to show that we're a better team than the other teams who go there. We go forming the alliance so that everything that God wants can be done. All of it. Absolutely all of it. It's what He desires. It's what He wishes. Now, one of the things that can happen in your life is that you begin seeing how God is doing that. And you've been seeing how God is using you in that. And you begin seeing how God is forming you to be like Jesus as you walk in these alliances. You can begin seeing what God is up to. You can begin taking steps in which you are learning how to join with whatever God is doing instead of hoping God notices you and isn't mad at you and will bless you. He's blessing you right now. What He's asking you to do is follow after Him and join in with whatever He's up to and whatever He's doing. And one of the things you can be generally assured of is that He would be asking you to make relationships and alliances with others that you may not even know yet. One of the things that I do when I'm spending time during the week in reaching out, you know, myself as the vicar of St. Francis, is I take our current newsletter to the business that is listed in here for us to pray for. So, you know, when you get the newsletter, you read all the way down, you know, and it says, pray, it's Centerville Circle of Prayer. So last week we prayed for the pilot physical therapy that many in our community would have increased health and physical mobility. And I took it over there, which every week I take it, well, if I miss a week, then I take two the next week or three the week after that. You get the idea, but I try to get it to everybody. And I took it over there and I show it to them. And if the manager or owner isn't available, I show it to the person at the desk or whoever's there. And I say, we prayed this for you this week. We pray for every business in Centerville. Which, by the way, there's a lot of them. If we did one a week, it takes more than a year. So we prayed this for you. Did we get it? Did we pray for what you needed for? They look at this. I think you did. And of course, I asked them the last time I was in, what do you want us to pray for? And then I say, is there anything you want us to add? And most of the time they say, nope, I can't think of anything. And then occasionally some of them say, you know, no one has ever come here and asked that. How can we serve? No one says, how can we serve you? How can we pray for you? And then they take it and say, this is for you, you know. And then, I mean, what you would normally think and what I have to stop myself from doing as I leave, what would be the normal thing for a church to say, now, if there's anything we can do for you, let me know. But I don't say that. I say, if you can think of anything we can do together, if we can do something with you, I don't know right now, but if you can think of something, you know, please call me. Let me know. That goes a long way. You would think normally that would go a long way just about anywhere. But here, it goes a very long way. And the reason for that is that in this community, the purpose of God is to form alliances and relationships that encourage and build up the strength of each other. And that's one way of how you walk into it. What they do at the park, that's another way of how you walk into it. You might find a way to walk into it in one way or another. Maybe just your neighbor. You say, how you doing? Oh, I'm fine. No. How are you doing? Or whatever. Just get across. You're just interested in them. And see what they share. You might even get to a point where they share something that's tough for them. You say, oh man, wow. That is. You know what I pray every day? Can I put that on my prayer list? Would that be okay? So you're building the relationship, which is the purpose of this community, to build relationships. Now, if you run out of ideas, you just don't know what to do, you're thinking, build relationships, okay, how do I do that? You could talk to my wife, Carol. Because that's one of her big things. As you know, she started a ministry some years ago called Many Waters, which is still going along. The purpose of Many Waters was to make platforms for unity. I'll tell you what, if you don't have any ideas, she's got a lot of ideas. If you're looking for ideas, you know where to go. I send her an email, whatever, and things will start percolating if they're not already. Now just one other thing to underline about this. When you are making those alliances at whatever level it is, what you can expect is the favor of God when that happens. When you are taking those steps, you can expect the favor of God in one way or another. So one of the things that's happened for me going around to these businesses here is that I felt it. I don't know how to describe it other than I felt it. That normally in our culture today, there is a lot of cynicism and sarcasm about the church. And I don't get any of that anymore. The favor that we have in the community has just been raised just by simply going around and saying, well, how can we pray for you? If you take a step towards your neighbor in that way, just how are you? You can expect something of the favor of God to come. Maybe there'll be some resistance at first or whatever it may be, but sooner or later the favor of God will come in that in some way or another. And then from there, what you can start looking for is the person of peace. That is the person who may and probably is not a Christian, who likes you, who wants to help you, and will open up their network of relationships to you. That's how the church grows. And God has put us in the place where making those kinds of alliances and building those kinds of relationships is the purpose of this place. Not that it wouldn't work anywhere else, but that is the purpose. It's the name of this place. And it's in those relationships that open up those doors that the kingdom of God will be extended to places we can't even imagine this morning. But they are there. And it's all in your relationships and your alliances and your desire to honor and respect the others who are around you so that they can grow into what God wants them to be. Now, my question for you this morning is this. What are the things, maybe there's only one, but what is it, that God is beginning to point out to you about your living here? About this place? About alliances? What is God pointing out to you about the voice of this community and how you might echo it? Don't let that go. If it's not coming right now, don't let it go. Lean into God tomorrow or the next day and the day after until some clarity starts coming about that. Because this is where you live. This is your home. And God has named it and put you here. Now, some of us don't live here. I don't. Some of us, others don't. But we worship here. And we know you. And that forms our hearts to be more like the heart of Jesus because of what you're doing. Because of the way things are going through you. Because you live here, I'm drawn in. That's another reason to lean into it. Catch what God is telling you about living here, about the way you relate, the way that you make friends, the way that you connect other groups, the way that that goes. So catch that. And then, what step does God want you to take from that? Is it to see an individual? Is it to do something else in the community? Is it to pray about those things in a certain way? Whatever it is, take the step He wants you to take, and that will increase the extension of the kingdom as we see it here. Would you please stand? Lord Jesus, we thank you for this place, Mannequin Sabbath. We thank you for all that it means, all that you have done, all that you have desired for this place. And we ask that today you would fill us with the ability to see your hand upon this place, and that you would fill us with the capacity to walk in the purposes for which you have drawn us here. And we ask for the love to extend it to those who are around us. And we ask that today for the glory of your name. Amen.